The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Every week when writing this column, I set myself a theme and try to do it justice in about 800 words. This week, I'm going to do things a bit differently. My theme is something I've touched on before, why we do the jobs we do, but my word count has shrunk. I have only 6 words in which to nail it. I'm limiting myself like this in response to a competition sponsored by Mercer, the management consultancy, and Smith magazine, which invites people to submit 6-word stories with the title, Why I Do What I Do. I like this idea. It's good sometimes to wonder what keeps you in the job, and the tight word limit makes waffle and pretentiousness out of bounds. So I sat down and spent a while chewing my pen. Why do I do what I do? After a small crisis that such profound thinking inevitably brings on, and after much searching of soul and wallet, I've come up with the following entry. Money, recognition, gossip, freedom, satisfaction, mirth. My 6 words are by no means perfect, but I'm not displeased with them as they're honest and pretty much cover the waterfront. Perhaps mirth is a bit of a stretch, but I couldn't face writing fun, as it sounded too trite. Yet for some inexplicable reason, I seem not to have won. Instead, prizes have been given to Amateur Chocolatier, Making Life Little Sweeter, and Because Brilliant Ideas Die Without Encouragement. The only thing these entries have over mine is a better narrative flow. Otherwise, the first is a cheesy slogan with a word missing, and the second a shocker. I take it all back about the impossibility of being pretentious in 6 words. And I'm particularly disappointed to discover that the woman who wrote Because Brilliant Ideas Deserve Encouragement is a careers advisor at Oxford University. They weren't like that in my day. Back then, they did what they did for another 6-word reason, introducing spoilt graduates to real world. I've had a skim through some of the other entries and I find the judges have missed some real gems. I like After 38 Years Still Not Sure, but my runaway favourite is Tick, 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 Tick. This is simple, elegant, works on many levels, and I wish I'd been sufficiently zen to come up with it myself. It's a clock ticking, marking out a working day. It stands for the repetition that is a big part of all jobs. It also suggests that 6 boxes are being ticked, but leaves it up to the reader to decide what they are. Otherwise, the entries are astoundingly grim. Desire being part of the solution. Chances to reach others deeply, spiritually. Work is passion. Passion is work. Are they joking? What brave new world is this? After spending half an hour trawling through this sort of bilge, a 4-word story has formed in my head. Pass the sick bag. Hoping for something better, I've set up a competition of my own, inviting colleagues to write their own short stories on the same subject. They've approached the task with zeal, though mostly reaching for the reassuring journalistic default position of cynicism. Fear and greed like everyone else, said one colleague. Haven't been offered a better job, said another, while a third said, got no Sky Sports at home. Another popular theme was work as escape. One mother of 3 writes from the heart, to get away from the kids. Another puts it more elaborately. Daily vicissitudes conveniently occlude enduring questions. I had to look up what occlude means, but wholeheartedly endorse the sentiment. I also agree with the still darker version, deadens the drumming of the demon. After much deliberation, I've chosen three winners, which I think are variously true, surprising, and profound. The first is tried banking, didn't like it. I love this story. It has great plot structure. It's also dead right in that lots of us, me included, end up doing something because something else didn't work out. The second prize hints at something deeper. To find better version of myself. This is daringly at odds with the current mood. Post-phone hacking, journalism is generally believed to be where you go to find a worse version of yourself. But the one that I like most of all is, because it is hard and easy. These six little words are oddly deep. A job that is only hard is too exhausting. A job that is only easy is too dull. The right balance is what makes a good job so very special. In case you haven't had your fill of six-word stories, I want to add another of my own, inspired by my work this week. Why do I do what I do? Colleagues make me think and laugh.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.